KSL News Time 7:49. We've got emergency traffic, and all this water, Andy Farnsworth, is just causing a mess on the roads.
Yeah, we haven't really had a good storm like this on a freeway in a while, and so we're seeing the effects of that between slowdowns. The traffic's already been bad in the morning drives the last few weeks. This just making it in, multiple times worse. Your drive time from Point of the Mountain to downtown is well over an hour if you go the whole way on I-15, but you don't have a lot of options wherever you're getting on. 215 slow on both 215s east and west sides. 201 slow in both directions between Bangor and Redwood Road, and we're seeing some delay as well out in Magna where it's still coming down pretty hard on SR-201. Eric Butler.
And seeing the lane markings on the road has been a problem in Utah County, too. We had a traffic trooper tell us that. And you do have northbound slowings going on right now between Lehigh's Main Street and 2100 North. Right now, it looks like you get back up to speed as you move past Timpanogos Highway, but you've got further delays up ahead at Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road slow moving up from Saratoga Springs to 2100 North. Heather?
Right now, you are pretty much stop and go from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way down to the Spaghetti Bowl in Salt Lake. That's where 201 and I-80 East Freeways meet I-15. A lot of people are deciding to take Legacy Parkway. That's now starting to slow down between Centerville and Woods Cross. And then once you exit Legacy Parkway onto the West Side Belt, it's a parking lot from Legacy to I-80 West Interchange. The advocates won't let you get bullied by insurance companies. Don't get bullied. Call 801-355-550 or visit UtahAdvocates.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.